You all know that water baptism is one of my favorite things.
大家都知道，洗礼是我最喜欢的事情之一。
Did you know that Holy Spirit baptism is another one of my favorite things?
大家知道圣灵的洗礼是我另外一样最喜欢的事情吗？
Okay, need a little help in easy worship. There we go. Okay, today is Holy Spirit Sunday.
今天是圣灵的主日。
It's Pentecost Sunday.
是五旬节主日。
I love Pentecost Sundays.
我很喜欢五旬节主日。
One of my favorite Sundays.
是我最喜欢的主日之一。
We tend to focus on Christmas and Easter, and that is true. Those are pivotal times of remembrance of Jesus in the church.
我们常常会很关注圣诞节和复活节，因为这两个是基督教里面最重要的节日。
But Pentecost Sunday is another one of those Sundays.
但是五旬节也是非常重要的。
And so we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit today.
所以我们今天会来讲有关圣灵的信息。
And we're going to talk about Pentecost.
我们会讲到五旬节。
After I'd already titled it,
我把这个打下来之后，
I wanted to edit it, but I didn't.
我想要来编辑，但是没有。
So it says the promise of Pentecost, but I think instead it should be the promises of Pentecost, right?
我写的是五旬节的应许，其实应该是复数的应许，因为不止一个。
So we're going to be mostly in the book of Acts this morning.
我们今天会来看《使徒行传》。
And also in the book of John, the Gospel of John. 约
翰福音。
Okay, we're going to go at it a little bit differently this morning.
我们今天会有一点不一样的来讲。
But first...I'm being blinded by the light. Thank you. Okay. 1996 years ago,
1996年之前,
or 1999 years ago,
或者1999年之前,
on this day,
就在今天,
Something happened in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷发生了一些事。
The day started out quite a special day.
那一天开始的很特别。
We're pretty sure it was in 30 AD or 33 AD. We're pretty sure.
我们非常确定的是可能是在主后30或33年。
We're exactly sure of the date of the day. That one we're sure of. Today.That many years ago.
我们非常确定，就是日期就是在今天。
Jerusalem was full of people.
耶路撒冷充满了人。
There were two different groups.
有两群不同的人。
One group was huge.
有一大群人。
Another group was relatively small.
另外一群人比较少。
The large group was perhaps...between 150 and 200,000 people.
这一大群人大概有15到20万人。
Jerusalem normally, for their residents, Jerusalem normally had perhaps around 50,000 people.
耶路撒冷本来是有5万人左右的。
50,000 people to me is really big.
5万人其实对我而言感觉都是很多人了。
Because when I grew up,Part of the time in the U.S., I lived in a town of 200 people.
因为我在美国的一个小镇上，两百人的小镇上长大。
Did anyone else grow up in a town smaller than 200?
还有人住在比两百人还少的地方吗？
No.
没有了。
I'm the most rural of the rural this morning.
我是最乡村最土的地方的人。
So to me, 50,000 sounds quite large.
所以对我而言，十五万人是非常多的。
But on this day, the population of Jerusalem had swelled in size to probably up to 200,000 people.
但是在这一天，耶路撒冷里面却挤满了将近二十万人。
Why?
为什么呢？
This day was one of the three great pilgrimage feasts of the Jewish people.
这是因为这一天是三个其中最重要的一个朝圣者会来聚集的节日。
And if you were an able-bodied Jewish man,
如果你是一个行动能力强的、能够行动的犹太男人
in the law of Moses,
按照摩西律法
given by God,
神所赐的
wherever you were in the world or in Judea,
不管你在哪，在犹太什么地方
you were to travel with your offerings from wherever you were to Jerusalem to the temple.
你要带着你的祭物到这个耶路撒冷的圣殿里面去。
And there in the temple, you would give very specific offerings on this day.
然后在这一天，你要献一个特定的祭。
There were two other great pilgrimage feasts.
还有另外两个朝圣者的节日。
The first one was Passover.
第一个是逾越节。
And the one that came later was called.The Feast of Tabernacle, or the Feast of Tabernacle.
另外一个是会幕的节日。
This was the middle feast.
是。
This was the one in the middle between the two.
是我们现在讲的这个是在两个节日之间的一个节日。
Who were these people that were filling Jerusalem on this day?
那这天涌入耶路撒冷的这些人都是谁呢？
They were devout Jews who had either come from Judea.Or from throughout the Mediterranean, where they had been scattered in the Roman Empire.
是那些犹太人，他们被分散到地中海各处的人。
Most of these people had also been in Jerusalem 50 days earlier for the Passover. Right?
他们这当中的很多人在五十天前也来到了耶路撒冷参加这个逾越节。
Some of them would have come to Jerusalem for the Passover, then gone home.And then come back.
有一些人来参加了逾越节，然后回去，又回来了。现在
，from those who lived further away, they probably would have come to Jerusalem, and they just would have stayed in Jerusalem for those 50 days until Pentecost.
还有一些住得更远的人，他们可能来到耶路撒冷过逾越节，就在这里住五十天，直到过完五旬节再走。
They didn't call it Pentecost. We call it Pentecost.
他们当时并没有像我们现在这样叫做五旬节。
Because the New Testament is basically written in Greek.
因为新约是按希腊语写的。
And Pente means 50.
这个五旬节里面Pente 就是五十的意思。
In Greek.
在希腊语里面。
And this feast was 50 days exactly after Passover.
然后这个节日是在复活节之后的五十天。
In Hebrew, it was called Shavat.
在希伯来语里面叫 Shavat.
Or the translation in English would be what?
英语的翻译叫做
The Feast of Weeks.
叫做几周持续的来盛宴。
That's
叫做七七节，中文是。
That's a little bit of background. Don't have to have that, but that's part of it anyhow.
这是一些背景的介绍。
Now, in thinking about these people that had gathered, here's what we know about them.
但我们想这些聚集的人，我们知道他们的信息是。
Most of them would have had some knowledge of the arrest, the trial, the judgment, and the crucifixion of Jesus 50 days earlier in the city.
他们应该知道五十天以前耶稣所受的刑所受的刑罚。
Some of these people would have been the ones who shouted, "Crucify him!"
其中有一些人可能也是五十天前喊过钉他十字架的人。
Some of them would have been in the crowd that walked along, watching Jesus carry the cross to Golgotha and watched him crucified, nailed on the cross.
在耶稣背着十字架走向哥哥他的路上，有些人也是在那里围观，也有可能见到他被钉十字架的。
But that was 50 days earlier.
但是那是五十天前。
Yeah, he had some good teaching.
是的，他有一些很好的教导。
Seemed like a good person, did good things.
他看起来是个好人，做了些好事。
But obviously, he wasn't who he said he was.
但很显然，他并不是他所说的那样。
Because when he was nailed to the cross,
因为他被钉十字架的时候
，God didn't deliver him.
神并没有救他。
Dead, gone, pretty much forgotten.
他死了，就被大家遗忘了。
They were now here in the city for the next big feast, the feast of weeks or the feast of first fruits.
然后现在他们聚集在耶路撒冷来进行七七节的盛宴
the feast of Pentecost,
来庆祝五旬节
Very close by was another small group.
然后很近的一处聚集着一小群人
about 120, we think.
大概一百二十个人。
And these people had not forgotten Jesus.
但这一群人并没有忘记耶稣
because these people had seen Jesus after he had been raised from the dead.
因为这群人见到了耶稣从死里复活之后的样子。
They knew that he was more than a good teacher.
他们知道他不只是一个好老师。
They knew that he was who he said he was.
他们知道耶稣一定是像他所说的那样。
They believed the promises that Jesus had given them.
他们相信耶稣所给他们的应许。
And on this day,
在这一天,
as on the 9 preceding days, they were waiting for the promises that Jesus had given them.
他们就像以前继续等候耶稣一样，继续的再来等候。
He'd been raised from the dead and had been with them for 40 days.
他已经从死里复活了，已经和他们在一起40天了。
He had told them about many things and especially about the Holy Spirit.
给他们讲了很多的事情，也尤其讲了圣灵。
And he said, now you wait here until the Father and I send you the promise.
然后耶稣跟他们说，你们现在在这里等，直到父与我一同赐给你们圣灵。
Very soon.
很快。
And then he went back to heaven.
然后他就回到天国了。
If you were one of that group, what would you be thinking?
如果你是这一小群人当中的一个，你会怎么想呢？
The Bible says they were meeting constantly, they were praying.
圣经说他们一直聚集，持续的祷告。
All the time.
很长时间。
Maybe after 3 days.
可能三天之后。Right?
Because after 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead, right?
因为三天之后耶稣就复活了。
Maybe the promise of the Father will be today.
他们觉得可能三天后神的应许就要实现了。
Maybe 7 days.
可能七天呢。
Because God created the earth in 6 days and on the 7th day he rested.
因为神六日创造世界，第七日安息了。
But they kept on praying and waiting.
然后他们继续的等候祷告。
And then the 10th day came.
然后第十天来了。
So here are these two groups.
这两群人。
What is the expectation of the large group?
那一大群人他们的期待是什么呢？
The large group that had gathered from everywhere would have gone to the temple in that morning.
从各地聚集的这一大群人会在那天早上到圣殿聚集。
They would have brought their own offerings.
他们会带着自己的祭物。
But because this was a national holiday, the priests would have also offered things on behalf of the whole nation.
因为这是他们可能有自己的祭物，但是因为这是一个国家的节日，所以祭司也会 给他们准备一些祭物。
There would have been animal sacrifices.
会有动物献祭。
There would have been some fruit sacrifices, including pomegranates and olive oil and figs.
会有水果，像石榴、无花果，还有。
And then, as part of the Feast of Weeks of Pentecost.
然后在五旬节的盛宴当中。
The priest would have taken 2 loaves of bread.
祭司会拿两大块面包。
It would have been wheat bread.
会是全麦面包。
Okay, I'm sorry. This has raisins in it.
这个里面有葡萄干。
There were no raisins in the bread.
但以前是没有葡萄干的。
I'm going to eat this afterwards. It looks really good.
我等一下会把它吃掉。
But it is made with wheat bread.
但是是用全麦来做的。
And these 2 loaves that were part of the offering were really special for the Jews who were gathered there.
对于那里聚集的犹太人而言，这两个面包是意义非凡的。
They were following the law of Moses.
他们是遵从摩西的律法。
And if you go all the way back to Leviticus 23, God gave the rules for this offering.
如果你回到利未记23章，是神赐给他们这个律法的。
We're not going to look at it because we don't have time.
我们时间不够来查考这节。
But it's Leviticus 23.
但是是在利未记23章。
And what God said was, you are to take 2 loaves.
神说你们要拿两块面包。
And they have to be made with wheat bread.
要用全麦来做。
They have to be made with wheat flour.
要用全麦面粉来做。
And they also have to be made with yeast.
还要用酵来发酵。
How many of you are bakers here this morning?
我们在这里有多少人是烘焙师？
Yes? No? How many of you make bread?
有多少人会做面包？
Okay, Eleanor, if this bread is going to rise instead of be flat, what do you have to put in this bread?
你要让它鼓起来而不是扁的，你要放什么？
Thank you. That was easy, wasn't it?
要放酵母。
You have to put yeast, or in the Bible it says leaven, right?
圣经里面说要放酵。
Something to make the bread rise, right?
让它鼓起来。
Now this is really unusual. You all are wondering, how are we going to get to Pentecost? Stay with me.
大家在想我们什么时候讲到五旬节啊？继续听。
This bread that God said that had to be offered was different from all the other offerings that the Jews gave to God in the Old Testament.
神说这个要献给神的这个面包和其他的都是不一样的。
All the other bread that was offered to God could not.Have yeast in it.
其他所有献给神的祭物里面是不能加酵母的。
Because yeast was kind of a symbol of sin and of the world.
因为酵母其实在当时是代表着罪。
But for these two loaves, God said, bake them with yeast.
但是这两块面包，神说要用酵来发。
Not one loaf.
并不是一块。
Not three loaves.
不是三块。
Two loaves.
而是两块面包。
And then the priest was to take the two loaves.
然后祭司拿着这两块面包
in front of the people.
站在大家面前
And it was called a wave offering. He had to wave it before God in front of the people.
在神和人的面前来献摇祭
And he would probably do something like this.
然后大概是这样来摇
Something like this, up and down, and then back and forth.
然后上上下下，左左右右来摇
That was an important part.
这是很重要的一部分
of the Feast of Weeks.
是在七七节来做的事情
It was a remembrance of first fruits
为了纪念初熟的
Because it was time for the wheat harvest
是因为当时是麦子丰收的季节
And it was also a reminder that some of these things that the first of the fruits they were just coming in and they were offered to God because God was the one who blessed and gave increase
是纪念当时丰收所有初熟的果实为了感谢神赐给他们丰收
so all the people who and then afterwards they would have a big meal together and they would celebrate it was really loud
然后献祭完之后他们就会一起来享受盛宴是很热闹的
when was this done at the temple
那这个是在圣殿里面什么时候做的呢？
This was done at the temple.
这个在圣殿里面。
At 9 in the morning.
早上九点做。
Now that number, that time should ring some bells.
这个数字是不是给大家提了个醒？
Because as that great crowd gathered at the temple to think about something with bread and harvests.
因为在那个大群那一大群人在圣殿聚集想要来献祭的时候
The other group that was gathered was waiting for the promise of Jesus and the Father
另一小群人这个时候是聚集在等候神的应许实现
And they were remembering what Jesus had told them
他们在纪念耶稣所跟他们说的
When Jesus was with them he commanded them not to leaveJerusalem, but wait for the Father's promise.
耶稣那个时候跟他们说，要他们不要离开耶路撒冷，而是等候父的应许。
What was the Father's promise?
那父的应许是什么呢？
That's a beautiful name for the Holy Spirit.
其实就是圣灵。
This, he said, is what you heard from me.
他说这是你从我听到的。
John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
约翰是用水施洗，但再过几天你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now look at verse 4 again.
看第四节。
This is what you heard from me.
这是你们听见我讲过的。
What had they heard from Jesus?
他们从耶稣那里听到过什么呢?
The night that Jesus was betrayed, he talked to them about the Holy Spirit. Yeah?
在耶稣被卖的那晚,他跟他们讲过圣灵。
So you know these things, but let's look at them again really quickly because Jesus was reminding his disciples and us, this is what you've heard me talk about.
我们再来一起复习一遍，因为耶稣这也是在提醒他的门徒他所讲过的话。
This is the promise of the Father.
这是父的应许。
This is the promise of Jesus.
这是耶稣的应许。
This is the promises of Pentecost.
这是五旬节的应许。
I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor.
我要请求父，他就会赐给你们另一位保惠师。
Jesus is talking.
耶稣说。
And he's talking to his disciples.
他在对他的门徒们说。
And when he says another counselor, this is what he means.
他说另一位保惠师的时候。
He will give you another one like me.
他说的就是我要给你们另外一个像我一样的人。
Now some of you say, yeah, Pastor Jennifer, I've heard you talk about this before.
有人说牧师啊，我听过你讲这些。
That's okay, some of us haven't heard this before.
但有一些人没听过。
He will give you another counselor.
他会给你另一位保惠师。
That counselor is a paraclete, Greek word.
这个是个希腊语。
And it means helper.
是代表着帮助者。
One who comes next to.
在你与你同行的。
An advocate or a lawyer.
律师。
An encourager.
鼓励者。
And he'll be with you forever.
然后他会与你同在。
What else did Jesus tell them about the Holy Spirit?
耶稣还跟他们说圣灵的什么呢？
He's the Spirit of truth.
他说圣灵是真理的灵。
You know him because he remains with you and he'll be in you.
你们认识他，因他住在你们里面。
What was Jesus saying to them?
耶稣说的是什么？
He was getting ready to go to the cross.
耶稣已经准备去十字架了。
They were going to think that they would never see him again.
他们会觉得他们再也见不到耶稣了。
He knew that he was going to rise from the dead.
耶稣知道他会从死里复活。
But he knew that in his body he was returning to heaven a short time later.
但他知道他复活之后很快就要升天。
And Jesus was saying to them,Someone like me, me in spirit, he's going to be with you forever. He's going to be in you.
耶稣说，我就会变成这个圣灵与你们同在。
Have people ever disappointed you?
有没有人让你失望过？
Yes or no?
有没有？
Have people always? Well, not always.
是不是常常让你们失望？
Did you say always? Don't say always. We'll talk later. We pray. People will disappoint us.
人们会使我们失望。
Have people promised you, as the movie, as the song says, I'll be there for you.
有没有人像歌里唱的一样，我会在那里帮你？
And they're not.
然后他们却没有出现。
Right? And they're not. Jesus says he'll be with you forever.
耶稣说他会永远与你同在。
So Jesus is telling them about the promise who is coming. Who is coming? Not just what. Who is coming?
他耶稣说到将会来的那一位。
And he's reminding, this is what I said about him.
他就提醒他们，这就是我说的那一位。
And then he says, when the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things.
他说这个保惠师就是父因我的名差来的圣灵。
He's going to bring to your remembrance all that I've said to you.
他要把一切事教导你们，也使你们想起我说的话。
So these things that we're looking at, that Jesus reminded them of, these are reminders for you and for me about the Holy Spirit in our lives, right?
耶稣提醒他们的这些话也同样是提醒我们有关圣灵的话。
People get freaked out about the Holy Spirit.
很多人一提圣灵就感觉很可怕。
He is sent in the name of Jesus.
圣灵是奉耶稣的名所赐下的。
That means he represents Jesus.
他也代表着耶稣。
That means in nature he is Jesus.
他就是耶稣。
In heart, he is Jesus.
他在心里面与他是一样的。
In personality, he is Jesus.
性格上与他一样。
In character, he is Jesus.
他的位分也是跟他一样。
Does Jesus freak you out?
耶稣会让你感觉到可怕吗？
No,
没有。
Don't let the Holy Spirit freak you out.
所以也不要让圣灵吓到你。
What else does Jesus say?
耶稣还说什么呢？
When the counselor comes,
在保惠师来的时候，
the helper, the advocate, the encourager,
这个帮助者，这个鼓励者。
He will testify about me.
他们会为我做见证。
So what does the Holy Spirit do in your life and in my life?
圣灵在你我的生活中做什么呢？
He speaks about Jesus. He speaks about Jesus.
他会让我们更加认识耶稣。
Sometimes I listen to big, big preachers.
有的时候我听一些很有名的传道者。
And they're great and they're grand.
他们很伟大，很出名。
I have questions about people like that.
我有一些问题存留。
Because what the Holy Spirit does when he inhabits us and when he speaks through us and when he works through us is he makes Jesus big.
因为圣灵他要来讲道的方式是他会借着我们让耶稣显伟大。
And we see less of people and we see more of Jesus.
我们会看到更少人的部分而看到更多耶稣的属性。
That's what God's church should be like.
这是神的教会应该有的样子。
What else does Jesus say about the one who's coming?
耶稣说将要来的那一位还有什么特性呢？
I know you don't want me to go, but if I go, I'll send him to you.
我知道你们不想我去，但是如果我去了，我就会差他到你们这里来。
And he has something very specific he's going to do. He's going to convict the world of sin. That's his job.
他说的很具体的一点是他会在罪在义在审判上面指证世人的罪。
May I ask you something this morning?
我问大家一个问题。
Have you ever tried, I know you have you ever tried to convict someone of their sin?
你有没有试着去指证其他人的罪？
Yes or no?
有没有？
Yeah.
有。
Eleanor may be Gake, right? God says, yeah. yeah, yeah, that's right.
他可以说是的，被他指认过。
We don't do a very good job of this.
我们并没有很好的来做这个工作。
You know why?
大家知道为什么吗？
It's the Holy Spirit's job.
因为这是圣灵的工作。
Yeah. So if there's something you see in somebody's life and it concerns you,
如果你看到一个人的生命有一些让你担心的地方，
the first thing we do before anything else,
你做任何事之前要做的第一件事，
is we pray. We pray. We pray.
就是为他祷告。
At some point, the Holy Spirit may say, speak.
有的时候圣灵可能会鼓励你说，你跟他说。
But prayer always comes first. Has to come first, right?
但是代祷肯定是第一步要做的。
That's his job.
这是圣灵的工作。
Okay, what else did Jesus say to them?
耶稣还说什么呢？
He said, I want to tell you some more, but you can't take it right now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he's going to really guide you into truth.
耶稣说，我还有更多事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的灵来了，他要引导你们进入一切真理。
So when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, he increases our capacity, he increases our, like,Maybe, you know, maybe our capacity is, I don't know, 12 ounces. Sorry, I'm not into metrics. 12 ounces. Cup and a half. How about that? My capacity for Jesus is a cup and a half.
所以，当圣灵来的工作，它是要扩张我们的境界，就好比我们的容量，对于耶稣的容量，本来就只有一杯半水。
But when the Holy Spirit starts working in my life,He starts stretching me and he starts increasing my capacity.
但是圣灵来了，他的工作就是让我扩张我的境界，我的容量可以变得更大。
And then I have room for a leader.
但是我就有这个时候我就有一升的容量了。
And two liters.
然后两升。
It may be a gallon.
甚至一加仑。
I'm going back and forth between metric and other systems right now. This is what the Holy Spirit does in your life.
这是圣灵在我们心中的工作。
What else does the Holy Spirit do?
圣灵还做什么工作呢？
He takes what is of Jesus and he makes it real to you.
他把耶稣那里的事情向我们显现，让我们看见。
He's going to glorify Jesus.
他会荣耀耶稣。
So Jesus reminds them, I've told you these things. This is right before he goes back to heaven.
耶稣说，我升天之前跟你们讲过这些事情。
The disciples are pretty excited.
他的门徒都很兴奋。
And so they're asking him all sorts of questions.
然后他们问耶稣很多问题。
And he says, Oh, God, Master, Lord, are you going to do this, 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 and this?
他们说，主啊，你要做这些，这些，这些吗？
And Jesus is not interested in any of those things.
耶稣却没有想要来回答他们这些问题。
He's interested in getting them hooked in to the coming Holy Spirit.
耶稣只是想要让他们能够认识将要来的圣灵。
And here's what you know. We all have you. Do you have this verse memorized?
大家会不会背这节经文？
Close your eyes. See if you can quote it with me.
看你能不能跟我一起背。
But you will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and the uttermost parts of the. Oh, that was pitiful.In Samaria, I miss Samaria. See, and the ends of the earth. Okay.
可是圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地，和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
These are the last recorded earthly words of Jesus. The very last.
这些是在耶稣在地上所被记录下来说的最后的话。
He said this, and he was taken up as they were watching. And he goes up in a cloud.
然后他说完了，就被一朵云接走。
Last words of Jesus.
耶稣说的最后一句话。
You're going to receive power.
你会得着能力。
Why do you need power?
为什么你们要得着能力呢？
Can't be a Christian without power.
你不可以当一个没有力量的基督徒。
Can't do the works of God without power.
你没有力量，你就没办法为神来做工。
I can barely get to church and read my Bible and pray.
我可能
if I don't have the power of the Holy Spirit in my life.
我没有圣灵的能力，我都没有办法起身来到教会。
It will not be by human effort.
也不是靠着人的努力。
It will be by the indwelling, enabling, and equipping of the Holy Spirit.
是靠着住在我们里面的圣灵来装备我们，来给我们能力。
This is the promise of Pentecost.
这就是五旬节的应许。
So here we go, Acts 2.
到了使徒行传第二章。
The two groups, ready?
那两群人
It's in Jerusalem. Now we're back to Pentecost. You were wondering when we were going. We're back to Pentecost now.
我们现在讲回到五旬节
Outside is a very large group of people. They are at the temple.
在外面有很大一群人在圣殿那里。
The sacrifices of the animals are being made in front of everyone.
在献牲畜当祭祀。
Thousands and thousands of people are gathered.
有成千上万的人聚集。
The priest has picked up the two loaves and he's waving them before the Lord.
祭司拿起两块面包在神面前来献摇祭。
Offering them to the Lord.
把他们献给神。
And at that moment,
在那一刻,
at 9 in the morning,
早上九点,
at the same time as this is happening in the temple,
同样在圣殿里面发生这一件事的时候,
the Holy Spirit comes into the temple of his people.
圣灵也来到了他的子民当中。
When the day of Pentecost had arrived,
当五旬节到了,
Shavuot,The Feast of Weeks.
七七节的时候
They were all together in one place.
他们聚集在一起
The sound like a violent rushing wind came from heaven.
突然有一阵好像强风吹过的声音
filled the house where they were staying.
充满他们坐在的整间屋子
Tongues that looked like flames of fire settled on each one.
又有火焰般的舌头显现落在他们身上
They were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满
Wait a minute.I thought they already had the Holy Spirit. Did they? Did they already have the Holy Spirit?
等等，我以为他们已经被圣灵充满。他们有被圣灵充满吗？
Yes, they did.
他们已经被圣灵充满。
I don't know if I'd say exactly 被圣灵充满, but on the night that Jesus was raised from the dead, he breathed on his disciples, and what did he say?
在耶稣受难的时候，那天晚上，他对他们吹了一口气，说：“领受圣灵吧。”
Receive the Holy Spirit.
他说你们领受圣灵。
But here's something more.
那还有更多的。
Here's something greater.
更伟大的事。
Here's something the same and different.
又一样又有点不一样。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
这间屋子里的人都是被圣灵充满了。
And they began to speak in different languages.
然后他们开始说各样的方言。
Who spoke?
谁说呢？
Who spoke? Did the Holy Spirit speak?
是圣灵说吗？
Not really. They spoke.
并不是，是这些人说。
Who enabled them to speak?
是谁让他们说的呢？
As the Spirit gave them the ability for speech.
是圣灵赐给他们口才。
Here's the beautiful cooperation and the beautiful pattern of God the Holy Spirit working with his people.
这是很完美的神的灵和人同工的一个画面。
As the Spirit enabled them to speak.
圣灵赐给他们口才。
It's not gibberish.
并不是一些胡言乱语。
It's not made up language.
也不是自己编出来的语言。
It is not, I'm going to think of some syllables and I'm going to go blah, 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 blah.
也不是我要编一些语言来说 blah, blah, blah.
Holy Spirit doesn't work like that. He's God.
圣灵不会这样做，他是神。
And he enabled his people.
他会给能力给他的子民。
And when he enabled his people, they spoke.
当他赐他们口才的时候，他们就开口说话。
This is how God the Holy Spirit always works.
这是神圣灵工作的方式。
Not just in baptism, but in every other area of our lives as we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, God.
不只是在受洗，而是在我们生活中的每个方面，他都是这样做工。
As the Holy Spirit enables us, we do what God has called us to do.
圣灵给我们能力的时候，我们就做神所要我们做的。
As the Holy Spirit enables you, you live as God has called you to live.
当圣灵给你能力的时候，你就能按照神所呼召的样式活出你的生命。
How do I overcome temptation that just makes me so weak?
那我怎么战胜那些让我很软弱的试探呢？
When the Holy Spirit makes his home in me, he enables me to overcome temptation.
当圣灵住在我的里面的时候，他就给我能力战胜试探。
I cannot do it by my own willpower.
我靠着我自己的意志力没法做到。
I cannot be a good person by my own willpower.
我没法靠着意志力变一个好人。
I cannot love unlovely people by my own willpower.
靠着我自己的意志力，我没法去爱那些不可爱的人。
I cannot forgive people who have hurt me by my own willpower.
我靠着意志力没有办法饶恕那些得罪我的人。
The Holy Spirit comes in and he enables me. He enables you.
但是圣灵来了，他就使我使你有能力。
This is Holy Spirit life.
这是圣灵的工作。
This is not some super life for super saints.
并不是那些超级圣人的生活。
This is the life that God has promised. It's the promise of Pentecost for every one of us, every day.
这是神通过五旬节给我们的应许，每一个人每一天都可以经历的。
So we don't want to say no to the Holy Spirit, do we?
所以我们不想拒绝圣灵。
We don't want to say, well, no, you know, that's for some people, that's not for me.
我们不想跟圣灵说，你只是一些人所能充满的，并不是我们。
Everything that we just heard about the Holy Spirit, don't you want that?And need that in your life?
我们刚刚听到圣灵的这些工作，你想不想也要自己亲身的来体验？
I do.
我很想。
This morning, as I was praying and on the way to church,
今天早上我来的路上祷告的时候，
I was praying in the spirit. I was by myself, so I was praying. I was praying in other languages, in other tongues.
我自己一个人，我就独自祷告，靠方言来祷告。
And I was also praying in English.
然后我借着方言和英语都在祷告。
And I was just saying, Holy Spirit, I need your help.
然后我说圣灵求你帮助我
Because it's been a week
因为我很软弱
It's been a few days
然后有几天了
God, I cannot do what you've called me to do
我没有力量来做你呼召我做的事情
Unless God, Holy Spirit, you come and enable me
除非圣灵你来给我能力
And he did, and he is
然后他就回应了我的祷告
And so the Holy Spirit's poured out
圣灵浇灌在人当中
and there's such an overflow
有圣灵满溢的感觉
that it gets the attention of the people that are at the temple
然后甚至吸引了那些在圣殿当中聚集的人的注意力
in fact what's happening with this small group becomes more interesting and more compelling than the big spectacle at the temple
其实这一小群人聚集的所发生的事情能够更加吸引人的注意力比圣殿里面发生的那些献祭的事情更能吸引人的注意力
the priest is waving the two loaves of wheat bread
摇祭
with yeast
祭司在那里献摇祭的时候
but there's something more exciting going on
在另一边发生了更激动人心的事
there are these people from Galilee and they're speaking in different languages and they're praising God
这些加利利来的人在说其他的方言来赞美神
and they're talking about the glories of God
他们在诉说神的荣耀
in our own languages
在用我们的语言来说
you see God speaks your language
所以神能够讲你的语言
God is not the God of someone else
神不是其他人的神
God is your God
神是你的神
God speaks so that you can understand him.
神会讲你能听得懂的语言。
God says what you need to hear.
神会对着你说你需要听的话。
God says it when you need to hear it.
神在你需要听的时候对你说话。
This is what God the Holy Spirit does.
这是圣灵的工作。
And people are amazed and astounded.
所有的人都很惊讶。
But some people think they're drunk.
有些人说他们只是喝醉了。
There will always be those who make fun of the things of God.
永远有、yeah? 都会有些人来取笑神的工作。
Please never be part of that group.
不要参与其中。
Peter steps forward. We know this. I'm just putting up the verses here.
我只是给大家展示这些经文。
And he begins to tell them, no, this is not. They're not drunk.
然后彼得解释说不是他们不是喝醉了
It's 9 o'clock in the morning
现在只是早上九点
This is why it's If you've not paid attention to it before This is why it's Time is so significant in this
这就是为什么这个时间在这里有非常非凡的意义
Because God himself Ordained the feast of weeks The feast of first fruits
因为神他自己设立了这个七七节
And God ordained the baptism of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
神也预设好了五旬节赐下圣灵。
And both of these things happened at 9 in the morning.
然后这两件事都是早上九点同时发生的。
And Peter says, no, this was predicted long ago.
彼得说这是很早之前就预言发生的。
Let me give you another word for predicted.
我给大家说另一个词预言。
Promise.
也是应许。
Promise,
应许
Joel promised this is what God is going to do.
约珥先知也应许说这是神会做的
I will pour out my spirit upon all people.
我要把我的灵浇灌所有的人
Nobody's excluded.
没有人排除在外
You are not excluded this morning.
你并不排除在外。
You are included in the promise of Pentecost.
你也被赐下这个五旬节的应许。
Every promise of the Holy Spirit is available for you.
圣灵的每一个应许对你来说都适用。
No one is excluded.
没有任何一个人被排除在外。
And then he keeps on talking, and people respond.
然后他继续说，人们也有回应。
And then Peter gives this wonderful promise of the Holy Spirit.
然后彼得说到这个圣灵的应许。
He's already preached a long time.
他已经讲了很久。
I haven't really preached a long time. I'm going to stop very soon.
我很快就要停了，我也没有讲太久。
But you're still with me, right?
大家继续认真听。
He preaches for a long time.
彼得讲道讲了很久。
And this is how he ends.
然后这是他结束说的话。
He says,
他说
Repent, turn to God, and then he wants to talk about the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is what they've been paying attention to.
他想要最后来给大家着重提圣灵。
Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
他说你们会领受圣灵的洗礼。
This promise is to you.
这个应许是给你们每一个人的。
And to your children.
还有你们的孩子。
And even to the Gentiles.
甚至远方的外邦人。
All.Who have been called by the Lord our God?
凡是我们主所招来归他的人。
Okay, ready to stop?
准备好结束了吗
？Two loaves,
两块面包。
We look at Peter's words, and they don't mean so much to us, right? It's a long time ago.
我们看着彼得的话，感觉对我们来说并不是很重要，因为是很多年前的话。
But at that time, the only people who had a way to God were the Jews.
但是当时等待神的人只有犹太人。
You had to be Jewish to have a relationship with God.
一定要是犹太人才能和神有关系。
And if you weren't Jewish, but you wanted a relationship with God, you kind of had to become a Jew.
如果你不是犹太人，你想要和神建立关系，你必须要先变成犹太人。
If you were a male, you had to be circumcised.
如果你是男的，你就要进行割礼。
You had to be baptized into the Jewish faith, into Judaism.
你必须要受洗归入犹太教。
You had to keep every single law that all the Jews kept.
你必须要守他们守的所有的律法。
And then you could be included.
然后你才可以被属于其中。
Peter now says.This promise of the Holy Spirit.
但彼得现在说圣灵的这个应许
is for you.
是给你
is for everyone.
是给每一个人
it's even for the Gentiles.
甚至是给外邦人
In the temple, they didn't really have any idea what the two loaves were. What the two loaves were significant of.
在圣殿里面，那些人并不是很懂这两块面包的意义在哪里。
But most Bible scholars believe that the two loaves,
但是很多圣经学者都认为
represent the Jews,
这两块面包代表着犹太人
and the Gentiles,
和外邦人
together,
合而为一
everybody,
每一个人
is included in the promise of God,
都能够享受神的应许
no one is excluded,
没有一个人能可被排除在外
But this was made with yeast.
但这个是用酵母发起来的面包。
That's a weird one, Keith.
是不是很奇怪
？Because yeast was never included in the offering according to God.
因为以前献祭的时候，献素祭都不能加酵的。
Probably,
很有可能。
Yeast means
圣灵也代表着，酵母也代表着。
In both loaves,
在两块面包里。
That these were sinful people,
这些都是有罪的人。
But they were accepted by God because of the Holy Spirit and the sacrifice of Jesus.
但是神借着耶稣的死就接纳了这所有人的罪。
The offering to God, accepted by God,
接纳了人们所献的祭。
The Holy Spirit bringing people into the family of God.
圣灵把所有人都带回神的家中。
This is one of the promises of Pentecost.
这是五旬节的应许。
No one is excluded.
没有人被排除在外。
No one's too bad.
没有人太坏。
No one's too sinful.
没有人太有罪。
No one's too far outside.
没有人离神太远。
The promises of Pentecost are for each one of us. Amen.
五旬节的应许适用于我们每一个人。
Everything that Jesus said about the Holy Spirit is available to you and to me, and is necessary for you and for me.
耶稣所说的圣灵的每个特性，你都可以来享受到，也对你和我都是非常重要的。
Please don't push the Holy Spirit to the side.
请不要把圣灵推到一边。
Please open your heart to the Holy Spirit and His work in your life.
请打开你的心，来接受圣灵在你生命当中的工作。
And if you have questions about the Holy Spirit,
如果你对圣灵有任何的问题，
and if there are things that you don't understand,
如果有任何你不懂的地方，
why don't you ask the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth?
你可以祷告，问这个赐你真理的灵。
Let's close in prayer this morning.
我们来结束我们的祷告。
Amen. Lord, we thank you, God and Jesus, we thank you so much for sending the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣，我们感谢你赐下圣灵。
Holy Spirit, thank you so much for coming to live in us, imperfect, sinful beings.
圣灵，我们感谢你住在我们还不完美的人当中。
Thank you for bringing us into your family.
谢谢你带我们进入到你的家庭。
As we open our hearts and our lives to you,
当我们敞开我们的心，我们的生命来迎接你。
Would you enable us, equip us, empower us to live and to be all that you have called us to be?
请你赐给我们能力，让我们能够成为你所呼召我们成为的样式。
Welcome, Holy Spirit.
我们欢迎你，圣灵。
Welcome.
我们欢迎你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
上帝祝福大家。
Don't forget the fire offerings. Take time this week to talk to the Holy Spirit.